Reinhardt said the budget for construction of the building is $6 million, along with a contingency for cost overruns of $450,000.
So the budget is strong. The money is there. We feel good about the project in that where the unknowns were in phase one. When we start digging in the muskeg, you don't know how deep it is. We've done that. We really don't have any unknowns that we have to deal with. So I think we're very strong, and the $450,000 contingency that we have is very adequate.
The city has already completed site preparation for the new building that's planned for Haugen Drive. Reinhardt said the project is now ready to go to bid and should be advertised in the Petersburg Pilot in the middle of this month. That time frame could see construction start up in September, and Reinhardt anticipates a 12-month construction period for the new fire hall. Council members asked about operating costs of the building once it is complete. Rick Braun wondered about an independent peer review for the building's plans.
I know the last few buildings that the city's had done here, the assisted living facility and the swimming pool, we've been kind of caught with some problems with those projects, both design and construction, and then after construction with life cycle costs. I know with the swimming pool, the energy use of the building caught us by surprise. I think it used a lot more energy than we thought it was going to use.
The new hall will use all electric heat, and Reinhardt said engineers, both paid and volunteer, have reviewed energy cost estimates for the structure. Other council members hoped a local company would win the construction bid. John Haverlick wanted that money for the project to stay in town.
Again, it's like a lot of things we get. All of a sudden, you see all these people from out of town come in, and then they take their money and leave. And very few of the local people get anything out of that. And it's pretty much our money, so I'd like to see the town keep as much as possible.
The building will be paid for entirely by state grant money. The council voted 6-0 to authorize the city to advertise for companies to do the work. Councilor Mark Jensen was excused from Tuesday's meeting. The council will still need to vote to award the construction contract later this summer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.